In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was not on the boat with Noah and the animals. And despite the fact that many of you may feel and are in fact quite older than I am, neither were you. But still, we all benefit from the covenant that God made with those people. I have not suffered the way that Christ suffered, and yet still I receive the rewards that Christ received for his suffering. I did not go with Christ into the desert to be tempted by the devil, and yet still my life is changed by the fact that he was. You see, we think of religion as being something that is very personal, as something about just us and God, our personal relationship with God, the way that we conceive of our Creator. We think about our spirituality as something that we could take on for ourselves, that we do for ourselves to achieve enlightenment, to be better people, to know more, to be right with God in our own relationship. We think about it as a very personal thing, something between us and God. There is some truth to that, but I think in focusing on that, in focusing on this individualism in religion, we often overlook the fact that our relationship with God affects our relationship with others. There is a reason why, in the summary of the law, which we say at the beginning of every Mass, where our Lord summarizes the most important commandments, there's a reason why he narrows it down to two. To love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. These two things are quite related. Your relationship with God, how you conceive of God, what you think God is, what you think God expects of you, that affects how you treat other people. It affects other people's relationship with God as well. Our relationship with God isn't just about us, but it affects our relationship with our neighbors, and it just might affect their relationship with God. Our relationship with God might also affect the relationship that our descendants have with God. I've mentioned before that I can remember my great-grandmother sitting around reading her scriptures on a daily basis, praying for those who never knew that she was praying about them. And although I'm sure she received great benefit from that, I'm sure she had quite great comfort, and she was a woman of strong faith, but at the same time, what she may or may not have known is the benefit that I received from witnessing it. There is benefit to be received from merely observing someone of great faith. And her relationship with God, even though it may have been a personal thing, it also affected the relationship with God that others had around her. The fact is, you might be surprised just who is getting a blessing from your faith and from your practice of your faith. You might think that this is just about you searching for God. You might think that this is just about you living out your life and living out your faith the way that you see fit. But the fact is, it might be about much more than you. There might be people who are touched by your faith that you will never meet. I think that Christ is the supreme example of this. Christ is one who lives his faith not for his own sake or for his own enlightenment, but for the faith of others, for the sake of others. When Peter is talking about him in his epistle this morning, He talks about Christ's suffering as one, as the righteous who suffers for the unrighteous. What Christ goes through in his own life of faith, in his own walk, isn't just for himself. He honestly doesn't need this. He does it for those around him. He does it for those who are to come, to those whom he will never meet in the flesh, not in the same way as his disciples did. He doesn't suffer on the cross because he needs to. He suffers because it saves us. And Christ isn't tempted in the desert to prove that he can resist the devil. He is tempted to prove that we can. He is tempted so that when we ourselves are in the wilderness and feeling assaulted and tempted by the evil around us, so that we can realize that God can minister to us too, that angels are there for us as well, and that we can resist the devil as well. The fact is that the things that you do as an act of faith, you might think that they are for your own benefit. And indeed, I am sure that you will be getting a blessing from most of them. But as you go around your life of faith, stop and consider for a moment how others might be blessed in what you do. Consider the person without faith, who cannot bring themselves to pray. The prayers that we say are on their behalf. The faith that we have is for those who are also faithless. Consider those who are homebound and who have a greater barrier to church than just the snow and the ice that we came across this morning. Our presence here is on their behalf as well. We are faithful as a sign of solidarity with those who struggle. Consider the person who passes by this building and may never enter it, and yet still sees here a sign of stability, a sign of hope, a sign of God's presence amongst them. And consider the generations who have not been born yet, whom we can't even conceive of. Our faithfulness in being here and praying the prayers and maintaining the tradition and maintaining the building, our faithfulness is there to bless their faith as well. And our relationship with God will affect their relationship. We live out our faith not just for ourselves. It is not just personal. But we live out our faith for those for whom faith is a struggle. We live it out for those who don't have faith yet. And we live it out for those who have had faith and lost it. The next time you find yourself struggling to get out of bed to come to church, or wondering what the point is of reading the Bible, or of praying, or of resisting temptation, or of fasting, or of any of the other spiritual activities that are a part of the life of a faithful Christian, consider this. You may not be the only one who gets a blessing from what you do. The relationship that you have with God and the covenant that you make with God might just change the lives of others as well. Amen.